Good morning, my friend. It's 6 o'clock, time for prayer time here on WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Kenneth Hill, your host and general manager of WHCB, welcome in to our prayer time get-together. Well, praise the Lord. It's great to be with you, and we want to go back to the listing of what we were doing in the last couple of sessions, J.C. Ryle's listing of characteristics of a holy person. A holy person will follow after the fear of God. Now, this isn't the fear of a slave who only works when he's afraid of punishment, and he would be sitting around doing nothing if he didn't dread discovery by his master. But rather, it's the fear of a child, one who wishes to live and move as if he was always before his father's face because he loves him. Now, Nehemiah is a good example of the holy man following after the fear of God. When he became governor at Jerusalem, Nehemiah could have been supported by the Jews and required money from them for his livelihood. The former governors had done so. There was none to blame him. It was common practice. If he had done that, it would have been just normal. But he said this in Nehemiah 5:15, "The former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God." A holy man will follow after humility. A holy person will desire in lowliness of mind to esteem all others better than himself or herself. This holy person will see more evil in his own heart than in any other in the world. A holy person will understand something of Abraham's feeling when he says, "I am dust and ashes." Or Jacob's feeling when he said, "I am unworthy of the least of all your mercies." Or Job's feeling when he said, "Behold, I am vile." And Paul's feeling when he says, "I am the chief of sinners." John Bradford, a faithful martyr of Christ that would sometimes finish his letters with the words, "A most miserable sinner, John Bradford." Or the godly William Grinshaw's last words when he lay on his deathbed, "Here goes an unprofitable servant." This is the view of a holy person following after humility. A holy person will follow after faithfulness in all the duties and relations in life. This holy person will not merely fill his place as well as the place of others who take no thought for their souls, but he will try, but even better, he has a higher motive, and he'll help and be more help than those who just sit around. The words of Paul should never be forgotten. "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord," Colossians 3:23. Or how about Romans 12:11, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Holy people should aim at doing everything well and should be ashamed of allowing themselves to do anything poorly if they can help it. Like Daniel, they should seek to give no occasion against themselves except concerning the law of their God. They should strive to be good husbands, good wives, good parents, good children, good masters, good servants, good neighbors, good friends, good subjects, good in private, good in public, good in the place of business, good by their firesides at home. Holiness is worth little indeed if it doesn't bear this kind of fruit. The Lord Jesus puts a searching question to his people when he says, "What do ye more than others?" Matthew 5:47. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you once again for reminding us of our need to be set apart, sanctified, unto you. Thank you for that reminder, and thank you for people in past centuries, such as J.C. Ryle, that taught us about that. Help us to live as holy people, holy unto the Lord. Oh, Father, there's much to be done today. Oh, we rejoice in you, and we thank you that we have opportunity of service today. Get us up, get us going. Make us the best we can be today, Father, and use us for your honor and glory in all things. We do pray for these that have specific physical needs that they're going through. They're having such hurt and such turmoil. There's healing needed, and we ask for that. We ask for your provision to be ours and to be that of these who are praying with us now. We ask your provision to be available to the radio station today, and that we might pay bills and do the things we need to do to keep going. Lord, you are faithful. Even when we're not faithful as we should be, you are faithful, and we thank you for that. Now, Father, we ask for your blessing as we go about the duties of the day, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.